Are you tired of spending countless hours in the kitchen every week trying to figure out what to make and constantly overspending on takeout? My guide, Well Prepped, is here to revolutionize your mealtime routine by offering you the perfect solution. Prep once, cook twice, and enjoy delicious, macro-friendly meals all week long. The food struggle is real. You want to eat well-balanced meals that taste good. You want to make most of your meals at home, but don't want to be a slave to your kitchen. You know you should be eating more protein, but don't know how in the world to get it in. You're overwhelmed with just choosing a recipe you have saved, so you end up getting takeout again. Insert Well Prepped, a guide I created to take the guesswork out of efficiently making delicious, macro-friendly meals. This guide provides you with 8 weeks of recipes. Each week, you'll prep once for 30 minutes, cook twice, and then enjoy eating all week. That's right, the two recipes will make you a total of 6 meals. I even made Instacart links for all the weekly groceries you'll need so you don't even need to think about grocery shopping. I'm all about saving time, money, and mental energy when it comes to feeding my family healthy meals, and now I get to share that with you. Grab your copy of Well Prepped at aishazaza.com. And from my kitchen to yours, cheers to eating well and being well prepped. Welcome to the Mindset Mile podcast, the show that'll leave you empowered to take action towards becoming the turned up version of your already awesome self. I'm your host, Aisha Zaza, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the Mindset Mile podcast. Recently, I've been getting a lot of comments from people that sound something like this. God, I wish I had your discipline. Or they'll ask, how are you so disciplined? I recorded an episode not too far back, actually, talking about two major things holding you back from being disciplined. And even though so many of the topics of this podcast are around habit stacking and directly correlate with how to build discipline, I still feel like there is just this mystery or what feels like this missing piece of the equation for people about building discipline and making real lasting change in their lives. And I was thinking about this the other day while I was on my Peloton, and it came to me in a way that I don't think I've ever articulated before. But building discipline comes down to this. You don't have to like everything you do. It's quite literally as simple as that. You can and are able to do things that you don't like. In fact, allowing for that makes new routines and new habits so much easier to establish because there isn't this constant resistance feeling like in order to become consistent that you will magically start to love whatever it is that you're doing. Allow for the discomfort. Allow space to not be very good at something. Allow yourself to not love it in the moment. One of my best friends has struggled to be consistent with any type of workout routine for literally the 12 years that I've known her because she says she hates working out. But every time she does, you know, every time she does get up early or every time she does get a little bit of traction in going to the gym consistently, 10 out of 10 times, she says it's not as bad as how much she built it up in her head. But it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy, the way that she talks about it. She keeps herself from doing it because she hates it, but she hates it at first because she never does it. So I think the trick question becomes, how do you get yourself to do something you don't like doing? That's when you need to start making decisions and thinking like your future self. What does the fit, disciplined, happy, successful version of you act like? Have you ever thought about that before? About starting from the end feeling and the end perception you have of yourself and working backwards? It's really easy to make decisions on what feels good right now or in the moment, but the space between where you are and where you want to be in your life, and I mean any facet that you want changed in your life, is that you need to start thinking about how future you thinks, how they act, how they feel, and how they make decisions. So just to use my friend for an example, because I think how she feels about exercise is actually very common. She doesn't like waking up early to get it in. She doesn't like exerting the energy. She says that she feels distracted and like she should be doing something else when she's there because life is busy and there's always more to do, right? So that occupies a lot of her brain space when she's taking a class. But once she's done, she feels good and she's glad she did it. There it is. That's the decision. That's the feeling that you need to make decisions from. She feels good and she's glad she did it. The rest of the stuff, you don't have to like it. It's okay if you might be a little distracted thinking about what else you have to do after your workout. Just get it done. You don't have to like it. It's not going to kill you to not enjoy something that gives you such great payback and benefit. A nutritionist I follow on Instagram posted something very similar to what I'm talking about here the other day on her stories, but she was talking specifically about meal prepping and meal planning and eating and, you know, creating some routine around staying consistent with your diet. And she was saying how you don't have to love every meal. Every meal doesn't need to be a home run, 11 out of 10 lunch, right? Like it could still be good. Or even like bland, okay? And you can just eat the food and move on with your day. You don't have to dwell on it. Like I'm a foodie and I love good food. But that felt like such great permission to just be like, okay, sometimes food is fuel and it's absolutely okay to just eat what you need and move on. And that serves me greatly in the payback and benefit of treating food as fuel sometimes. Everything doesn't need to be sensationalized, and there should be room for things that you like less or don't even like doing much at all. For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with thoroughly modern design, both on the interior and exterior, with integrity and robust materials. With added innovations like the intuitive driver display, an award-winning infotainment system, and extra cargo capacity for your gear, the Defender 110 lets you go further and do more. Whether you're a family of two or have added to your gang, your adventures await. The Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender. And here is the real kicker. You ready? You already do this on autopilot with so many other areas of your life. Okay, like just for an example, you might be in a position where you don't love your job or you don't love that you have to show up in an office every day, but you do it anyway because you know that's how to make a living and that's what supports the life you want to live. There might be days that you don't want to show up as a parent, but you do it regardless of how you feel because you know your kids need you and there is nobody else. It won't always be like that, but you show up anyway. You might even loathe, I actually know people that hate going to the grocery store, but they do it anyway because they know it's just a part of life. Like you get in, you get it done, and you just move on. But for some reason, we have become obsessed with over-sensationalizing our habits, and we feel like this pressure to need to love them in order to stick with them. Since the start of this year, I've been tracking my macros and have slowly gone deeper into a cut phase. Each week, my macros change just slightly, which has slowly created a bigger calorie deficit. And I have been super diligent over the last 10 weeks, but that doesn't mean that I've loved every day of it or loved every meal. Or that I've even loved even some of the food swaps I've had to make in order to still get enough volume of food while still staying in lower calories and in a deficit. But ultimately, this is what it comes down to for me. I am intrigued to see what I can do with this and how much I can learn and how everything feels, how it feels when I don't like it, how it feels when I do like it, how it feels when I'm seeing the results that I want, and then reversing the diet back into a maintenance phase. It's worth it to me to stick this out for, you know, 12 to 16 weeks, like this whole process of going into a deficit and then reverse dieting back to maintenance, than having to drag half effort out over the course of year or years and not getting to where I want to be. So the version of me that I make decisions from through this entire process, even when the results were not showing up, even when it felt like I just wanted to have something that wasn't logged in my fitness pal or whatever, I make decisions based off of how I'm going to feel and how I'm going to be and how proud I will feel of myself at the end of it. Like the version of me that has the discipline I want makes those types of decisions. Doesn't give in to what I want now. It's what I want most. Give up what you want now for what you want most. And you don't have to like every second of it, my friend. You don't. So I really hope that this allows you to tap into the routine that you need to stick with and create the discipline for whatever growth you want in your life, like whether that's in your business, whether that is with your body composition or in your relationships. You don't have to love how everything feels. It's not going to kill you. You will survive it and you will thrive. It's not just surviving it. You will thrive because the discipline creates the life that you want where you can thrive. I really hope this spoke to you. Please tag me on social media at Aisha Zaza and do me a huge favor. Send this episode to a friend who also needs to hear this message and be sure to also hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode of the Mindset Mile podcast that drops every Monday. You know how much I love spending this time with you. I can't wait to see you next week, my friend. And until then, make it a great day.